It is the review show on the Anfield Wrap. After Liverpool 1, Aston Villa 0, this show won't be being done again on a part of a technicality. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson, Sean Rogers and Paul Cope. We are all out of the hat, so to speak. But we are going to chat about the weekend result, Liverpool 1, Villa 0. And we're going to do this in a little bit of a sort of reverse engineering type way. There was a lot of chat and if I may, a lot of weirdness around Steven Gerrard at the weekend. Can we just stop the weirdness now, please, in general? That's not one for review, but yeah, just from me, jib the neediness, please, lads. It's not a good look. We'll do a bit on Gerrard and Villa in the second half, but we'll focus on Liverpool in the first half and what they do before, during and towards the end of the game. And Sean, I'll come to you. And then the big one pre-game is Oxlade-Chamberlain doing that job in and around the false nine area. I'll come to you with a very basic question. Why do you think they've decided that that is the best option in this game at this time?
Thanks for coming to me first on that one. There are quotes, aren't there, from him in pre-season when they had a little look at this that they were quite positive, if you like, about what they'd seen in this. Part of me thinks it goes back to the cameo against Wolves away last year, where he causes them a lot. He plays really well in that little cameo and causes them pain in between the lines on the break more so, which would be the caveat there, I guess. And there's a lot of reasons why you can envisage him facing goal 30, 35 yards out in particular. Can cause teams problems with his dribbling ability, his running ability, he can thread through balls. He's better than a lot of other players in our squad at shooting from distance. Although we haven't really seen the benefits of that fully this season. Does it one in the first half that he's got the right thinking behind it, doesn't quite execute it as well as he probably can. So I think there's a lot of logic behind it, but a bit like Minamino, in a way, when they've experimented with it in that role. One, it's an incredibly hard role to play, especially our kind of false nine. And two, I'm not sure really he's a back-to-goal side on kind of footballer, and unfortunately I think, for what it's worth, I thought that he put in a real big shift, so there can be no criticisms. I think in terms of, I don't think for 1 minute like he had any choice for it being thrown at the pram in terms of doing the role. And I thought that he put, from a defensive point of view, I think he really tried and did quite a good job as well